she came in and she asked him, like, why do you put that on your head? And he was like, it's because I have some bad injuries that I have to cover up. So you, it's not injury, it's just a fashion sense.
You call it swag.
Oh, it's swag. Huh?
No, it is not swag. That is your name.
Yeah. So I'd like us to continue with our conversation on the coup. But before we continue, I felt like we needed to make a few things clear. And
yeah.
The first thing that I wanted us to make clear is I was able to send you a few newspaper clippings that were able to show you that Mr. Huatenge had already been fired by the time you were getting arrested.
Mm-hmm.
So I remember I also talked to him. And he told me to tell you that he did not take any offense with you thinking it was him, because he's come to learn that there was another James Okwinyanyi that was slim like him and used to wear spectacles like him.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of the day, the two of you are just trying to make sure that Kenya's history is not lost. So
that's right.
Yes. Yes. So I felt like I needed to tell you about that. And he also said that he's sorry for the torture that you went through, because he knows that it used to happen, and he hopes that this journey of at least talking about it can help you in one way or another.
That's good.
Yes.
Yeah.
Talking of torture, I think there are a few people who are surprised to see that someone would think that someone who's involved in a special branch can torture someone. So how was that? With military intelligence, did you still used to use torture as a method of getting information?
Well, I think Kenyans have to understand me well.
Yeah.
Or anybody in the world.
Yes.
What torture means.
Yes.
Torture can be physical or psychological. We have two.
Yes.
Yeah. But there can be extremes where somebody also comes with that.
Mm.
So that is when I said it is normal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We go to church.
Yes.
And in the church, we are not the same. Kuna mtu ametoka na maneno mzuri, kuna mtu ametoka na nini, and we were all in the church.
Yes.
So this should not be like, okay, when I said, yeah, it is normal, so we torture people.
Mm.
Yeah, we can torture people, but in the other way.
Yes.
So that should not be taken as, okay, this is what has been said, and he was also like this. Or Jaitenge. Yeah?
No, he's Huatenge.
Huatenge. Yes. Huatenge. Also, I don't want to blame him. Eh?
Yes.
On everything, because sometimes, you know, what we call a mistaken identity.
Yes.
Yeah, I accept that. And when we go about such things, we accept one another.
Yes.
Where I'm wrong, I'm told you are wrong. Where is wrong, you accept.
Yes.
So we at Prasa 416.
Yes.
Who said we sit around the table? This is what I like.
Yes. Huh? Yes.
Because this is how we can build up ourselves. Is that we are enemy to one another? That if I say something, I'm the best.
Mm-hmm.
And what Huatenge did was wrong. Huh?
Yes.
So such things, we must always be together and say, now, where were we wrong? They say in Kenya, where did the rain start beating us?
Mm-hmm.
And this rain has never been rain.
Yeah.
So we have to know ourselves.
Mm.
And then we put what we have. And that is why what white people defeat us.
Mm-hmm.
If Europe is not one language and these people come together, what of Kenya?
Mm.
Which is a country and people cannot be together.
Yeah, I understand. Yeah.
So these are the things we are talking about. When we are here on the TV, national TV, the whole world is seeing us.
Mm.
And it said that these are black people. These are white people. Why can't we always rectify ourselves?
Okay.
That is what I would say about torture. So if somebody wants to know that, okay, this is that and that, no. Let us speak out our minds and be agree on what we are talking about.
Okay. And then I think the other thing I didn't ask about MIC, the Military Intelligence Corps, was do you just investigate the military, or when you're investigating, because now Special Branch investigates if civilians are planning anything, yes?
Yeah.
And then MIC investigates if the military are planning anything, or how does that work?
No. You see, it's not about like the military investigate what if the people are going to overthrow the government or there are so many things. There can be war in Ethiopia, Sudan, but we want to know how the war in Sudan will take course.
Okay.
Yeah. So how do we go about it?
Mm.
I can be deployed in Sudan because I'm a Luo and they're Luos in Sudan, so I go inside them. And they're the people who are coming to fight Kenya. I gather information from that end. And then I tell my people how this is done.
Okay.
Or how what weapons they will use when they come to us, I've already said. That is the intelligence part of it. So that is why when I said, I was with Moiruri.
Yes.
And we were just seated keeping him.
And
maybe that was my work. And the other people are coming to talk to him on the other things. That is what we call intelligence.
Okay.
So we know in Africa, if you are an intelligence officer, you are everything. You can be a lawyer, you can be a judge, you can be a police, you do everything.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Because I thought that it was just about thwarting coups, like making sure they don't happen, or dissent. So it can be about other things also.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Soldiers are eating.
And
they don't get enough food.
Yes.
How do we know about that? If we don't have intelligence people to find out. If you don't have such an office in the military. They report that it is because that we want to make a concrete report that these people are suffering because of that, and who is doing this in the military.
Okay. And then when we go back to the 1982 coup, of course, you are jailed for 18 years. You end up serving four years. Where do you serve it? Is it in one place, or what happens?
No, these people can remove you anytime.
Mm.
To another prison when they have other, you know, prisons have categories.
Yes.
There's a maximum, there's a gani, there are categories in prison. So that if they have another group, they can remove this group and take on the other side. They can move you from, yeah.
Okay. So when you're sentenced, you're taken to committee?
Not committee, we have prisons in Kenya. We have Kip Committee, we have Naivasha, we have King'ong'o, we have Mombasa, we have that one in Mombasa. They are there.
Yeah. No, I was asking about your situation. This first day when you'd been convicted, where were you taken?
I was taken to my industrial area because the court martial was at Lang'ata Barracks.
Okay.
We were taken there.
Mm.
Everybody was passing through industrial area, from industrial area to anywhere. Some people were taken to Mombasa, some people were taken to Kodiaga in Kisumu, some people were taken to Nyeri, where I was taken first from industrial area, and then from Nyeri, King'ong'o, I was taken to Naivasha Maximum, and these also had, when we were being interrogated, before we were jailed, that is how they were going around with us. You're interrogated in committee. The next day, you are in Naivasha. From Naivasha, you are brought to you have been charged. You are brought to Lang'ata Barracks to for the court martial. You see, That was the moment.
And this interrogation is just beatings. Is it? Are you even asked something with?
Yeah. That is now where we come to torture, because you are interrogated in a way that you are interrogated that you don't know why you interrogated, and somebody smokes and then throw that and that cigarette in front of you and ask you if you want tea, and then if a birika ya chai is there, and they're asking you if you can, if you, and na madharau. Now this is a very build up man. When you look at him, you say, now if this man give me a punch, and he knows himself. So those were the type of interrogation we were being. Hakuna interrogation tulikuwa tukifanyiwa. Kama muda na nishika, nyinyi mlikuwa hapa, nyinyi wajaluo mlikuwa mkijinyoa hapa. Na imagine nikimuona, is a loo like me. Nasema na, yeah.
Okay. So, what do you mean by mlikuwa mnajinyoa? What? Was there a sign
for the people who are going to overthrow the government? They were somewhere clipping or giving themselves a sign of, okay, if you see this one with this one. And I'm asking myself, where was that?
Okay. So even in the military, the torturers, they were still Luos who were torturing. Because in Special Branch, there was Opio. Opio was like one of the head torturers, yes? What about in the military?
That don't is armed forces meant for Luo? Tuko na all tribes in
yes.
So why should it be a Luo?
I don't know. You're the one who'd said that you'd mentioned that there was a Luo who'd be there asking you about a hairstyle. But it was just an example. It's okay.
Yeah, get me from here.
Okay. And then if we are to skip ahead a little bit, skip ahead to this. There's this one situation where you talk about a belt. And this is the belt that had made you confuse Okwinyanyi and Watenge.
Exactly.
So what happened with this belt?
You know, when you are taken to a cell, you remove your belt.
Yeah.
Because they believe if you go inside the cell, you might use the belt to hang yourself.
Okay.
So they tell you, put your belt there, and all people who have been arrested, they throw their belt in one place.
Yes.
So when you are told to come out, and then you are being taken to another place, you have to get your belt back.
Yes.
But by getting your belt back, there are many belts here, and you want to pick yours, and then this person sees as if you are wasting his time.
Yes.
Tells you, no, belt ya nini? Na ilongi ulikuwa, why do we have belts? Because sometimes maybe the long trouser will fall down because you don't have something to. So as I was looking for my belt, the dude, these gems. Tende, let's go. What is a belt? We don't. So hapo, unajua ni, na uwezi kuenda kutafuta because already you are in his hands. The strong man seemed to end up.
Yes.
So that is what happened, you see, with the belt. And I left my belt. I never know who took it. I never know where it is up to now, either it is still like me, or it is something which was thrown or burnt. Yeah, that is what it was with the belt.
Oh, and this is the day now you're taken to Nyayo House?
Yeah.
Okay. And with Nyayo House, you're saying you used to be taken blindfolded?
Exactly. When they are taking you out of this, when they were taking me out of Kampuni, you're blindfolded. So you don't know where you are going. Yeah.
Okay. And then when you reach Nyayo House, what would happen? Is it interrogation or is this beatings? Is the beatings just that?
It's not that they are beatings or what happens. These people are so good. Like the other lady I saw was complaining how she was taken to some places, and these are the same stories. Yeah, these people are so good that when they take you there, it's not beating. We are talking about a woman who was also dealing with people. I never saw her.
Yeah,
but we have to learn And this is why I'm out here to tell Kenyans that whenever we talk about these things, how do we stop it so that we don't even talk of... in Nairobi, unaweza kupata when a corner, some people are urinating on a corner. And it is written, usikojoe hapa, but people continue doing that. But how do we stop it? Yeah, how do we stop it? Na unakuta mwenye aliandika hapo usikojoe hapa, ndiye anakojoa hapo tena. It's the same person urinating on that place.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, okay. So, if we are to relive your experience, now let's go back to the coup. Now, one of the places you said you went to was Naivasha. You were taken to Naivasha.
I've been to industrial area, King'ong'o, Naivasha, Kamiti.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, Naivasha, that's where you're saying you are roommates with, was it Kitobu?
No. Kitobu, all of us met at Kamiti. Kamiti was the main center.
Okay.
Yeah.
And there's been this story about special treatment. Other prisoners would get special treatment. Was there anything like that?
No, I never saw that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And even people like Itobu can tell you there's no special treatment for prisoners.
Mm-hmm.
They are those people who are there. I remember them all. As I told you, Itobu was there.
Mm.
Professor Wakinyati, we were together.
Mm.
Former Kenya ambassador to US, Ogengo, we were together.
Huh? Yes.
Mm. And we have Wahinya, a student from Nairobi University.
Mm.
Mwangi Jeff, who died in Norway here.
Mm.
And we were many, Dungosi, Opiata. I remember them. I don't want to write the name down so that I read this. No, it will make me keep on thinking, but I knew, I remember these people.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay. You, Dungosi is a Teso name, or?
Yeah, Dungosi is a Teso name.
Okay, so him, he'd also, he was part of the Air Force?
No, university students. We were universities, yeah.
Mm.
University students and then Air Force personnel.
Okay, okay.
And some intellectuals, like Wakinyati or Manyala, Imanyara.
Mm.
And the former CJ, but he was not jailed.
Which former CJ? Omtunga?
Mutunga.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah.
He'd also been arrested around the coup time.
Yeah, Mutunga was arrested, and I don't know what happened to him, but later on, Mutunga was one of the groups.
Mm.
Mwandawiro Muganga.
Yeah, you talked about Mwandawiro.
Yeah, Mwandawiro, yes. We were together in the same prison.
Mm. And then it said that during the recovery of KBC, a lot of students were killed. Did you ever hear an approximate number of students who were killed during that time?
I can't tell the number because nobody will tell you how many. Because sometimes it was said that Omboy Obiero was killed. And when I surfaced before these guys, when I said, what do you see? Huh? Mm-hmm. I said, where will you? I said, but I'm here. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
So with these people who died at the VOK, you see this the brother to
Ojode
was killed there. And how many? There was another Luo guy also in Isri called Ochieng Oyolo also died there. So some people died there. Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
So I don't know the exact number who the student or who, because I can't tell. Yeah.
Okay, okay. Because the story that I hear is like the whole street was littered with bodies, and that had to be cleared out, and then.
Even you know, one thing I would remind our people. Africans, I don't know how we were born, because hata kama mali risasi inalia, you'd want to go see to see why that, and it is war, and you want to go and see by your eyes.
Mm, mm.
But I think with white people, even if there's an accident on the road, they don't care. There are people who are supposed to take care of the take care of that accident. Doctors, ambulances, there, fire is there, and then so many people just walk away. So the body which were littered along the streets in Nairobi, maybe they were just normal Kenyans who were, and these people were told to shoot. Yeah, so they could be killing Kenyans who are, because that is how it was.
Okay. So committee, what used to be the story in committee, like now you've been jailed, did they continue beating you? After you're jailed, now they leave you till you finish your sentence?
Committee, I don't know, but the prison officers, I'm told now they are changing, but a prison officer during our time, imagine, and I give you an example of Sungura Mashika Chui. Na ameweka yeye kwa keja na yewe. Chui. Then you leopard, you've been eating other animals, but not me. So I don't know why we have this hatred between one another. As in, okay, you have this uniform, I have that uniform, so I'm more better than the committee. We were tortured by these prison warders. That if he hates you, he can beat you and take it. They are also cells in prison. And you're beaten. And they can, one person can be beaten with 8 warders. And that is what they call discipline, if that is what is discipline in prison. You can be given a dirty food and you're told to eat it. If you don't eat it, you'll see. And people will eat that. If you don't eat it, then you'll see. Now, utapigwa. Utapigwa na ukule sasa. And I think if I looked at it and it committed, that committee is an old prison where Mau Mau are also jailed.
Yes.
It could be that is what those people, the white people or the Wazungus who are there were doing to Mau Mau. So the new guys who were with us were also doing it because that is how the system was.
Okay, because I remember like there's a part where you says tuko tunapigwa kama watoto.
Exactly.
So what did you mean by this? Is it
kupigwa kama watoto? Kuna kitu inaitwa search kwa jela.
Yes.
And prison warders wanaweza kuja hata 50. If they want to search a room of 36 people.
Yes.
Na sasa ni kama vita. They come in with all their tools. Na wakati wanavamia hii house, a group has gone to another place. Search.
What are they searching for this time?
They are the people. I don't know. These are the torture you hear continues ahead, because searching for something and you only have prison clothes. What are they searching?
Yes.
This is fear put in you that, okay, and that's why some people die in prison, because you didn't expect such. Yeah. Unatolewa uchi mbele ya mjomba wako. Maybe ulifungwa na baba yako. Unatolewa uchi pamoja. Our respect do we have in such places.
Because this reminds me of something that one of my uncles said, and I always quote him. He went to Kodiaga, but he was not, his was not political, but he spent some time in jail after a business deal gone wrong. And when he came out, he told me, I remember, I've never forgotten this, because he said it in Luo, Ngamuteri jela rom gingamonegi.
Exactly, I would 100%.
He who has taken you to jail is equivalent to he who has killed you.
Uh-huh.
Yes. So, and with Kenya, when you come out of jail, you have to deal with that nightmare alone. There is no...
In Kenya, I tell you, there are people. I saw some people you have interviewed there who have gone through those things.
Mm-hmm.
If we don't change our minds, then there's nothing we are saying. Oh, yeah, we took on a constitution, we have a law, so we have this. Because a judge can come to visit you in prison.
Yes.
A judge comes and visits you and asks you what problems you are undergoing, but he knows what you are eating in prison.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? It is a rehabilitation center for those people. What did I do wrong that somebody takes me to such a place so I be rehabilitated on what?
Mm.
Yeah. So how do I, that is why this uncle of yours was telling you that it is like somebody who have killed you.
Yeah.
Yeah. It is like killing. And yeah, we are treating one another like that.
Mm.
At the same time, this water is a neighbor back home.
Mm.
Who is not telling my people the truth, what's happening here? And he tells me that I was home and I met so and so. They greeted you. And you see?
Okay.
That is why I said Kenya kuna ukabila ni ujinga.
Mm.
Yeah, Kenya kuna ukabila ni ujinga tu.
So I was telling you, there was a Mr. Wambua in the comments, and he was saying that he was part of the Kenya Air Force. And he was also saying the same thing, that there was no coup. And this was just an injustice against Kenyans. So at what point did you people, when you're in prison, at what point did you realize there was no coup? Ama, that's something you realized even when it was happening, you knew it was a mockery.
There are still those people who are in the Air Force who believe the people, the government was being overthrown. If you go tell him what I'm saying here, he's still telling you that. And when a very senior man. And they say how it happened, but this is why the animal farm. You find clever animals, and you find some animals which can remember what happened, and you find that, that this is how it is. See? So I accept with what the guy you talk about said. Yeah, it was it wasn't a coup. Yeah, it is a so-called. I agree with him, because at least if you sit together as I'm talking to you now, what don't you get from me? You get what I'm talking about. I get why you're highlighting me.
Yes.
At the end of the day, where are we taking this thing to tell our people that we talked about it in the TV? Now this is what happened. So what one boy, that guy is saying is true. And that is why I said I can also be corrected. Maybe what he saw was not the same thing I saw, but it carried the same items. I told you, I was talking about Nyeri, but I could say Nanyuki.
Yes.
And this thing happened in Nyeri. So if somebody can say, this thing was this. No, it was this. Yeah. You see, you get my point.
Yes.
And this is how we are. This is, I'm talking to people that we build ourselves. We don't come enemies of ourselves.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So
Because
even like the issue of Jonjo had come up, where they were saying the Jonjo inquiry happened after the coup.
Exactly.
Yes.
Yeah. Because, you know, when Jonjo thing came after the coup,
It
is the coup which brought those things. And I say it is correct that Jojo was. You remember when I could not even recognize the Jojo's ministry, and I said it was maybe like Kindiki's, but it was constitution
affairs,
which means that okay, if we accept one another. And that is why we always want, I agree with Pramasha 1116, who said these people can, why don't they sit around the table? Sitting around the table means that if I say something, you don't blame me, you say, where? And then my brain rewinds. And this is how we go about things, as simple as that. We don't repeat what happened as if it did not happen. We ate the same food, but how? What? Kuna pilipili liwekwa na kuna mtu alikuwa akisikia pilipili sana. kuna mtu hapo asikia na pilipili hiyo anasema nyinyi ni watoto, na kuna mtoto kama nyinyi ambaye anakula kama yule. So this is what we want to know. And this is where I blame Kenyans by talking generation, this generation. Which generation? And even my children don't know their grandfather.
Yeah,
they don't remember that person who gave birth to me. I said, oh, Tuliona, I see. That is an old generation. Which is an old generation and which is a new generation? People are the same. If somebody talks of a new generation that they are supposed to be in parliament because they are young people, when did Shikuku become an MP? What of Orengo? Was he not a young person? What of other people? What of Raila himself? When did he become?
Yes, and that's the thing. I think you talked about it the way when you were youth, you used to be told you're the youth of tomorrow. I feel like during that time when Kenya had gotten independence, that was a very good time for the youth. Yes, like people in their 20s would end up having very high positions. Or
yes, but who are those youths? Am I not there?
Yes, you are there. That's what I'm asking.
What have I gained of the tomorrow's leader? What have I gained in my country as a So the word generation should not be used to Kenyans. They have to think twice. Somebody like you can be my son now.
Yes.
And you're interviewing. What do you get out of me?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. For example, we had bicycles in 70s. Which were just normal bicycles. Then we had another one with three gears, which you could have so and so. But what of today? We have a bicycle of 20 with 21 gears, and it came from the old ones. And the old bicycles can also tell these new bicycles that we were there and we are still here. We can be used, and we gave birth to you. Why do some Kenyans want to confuse others with the new generation, and that new generation has never been there, it will not be there? And you are told as if that is what is it?
Okay, because I have to look at a few things. Like you, right now you're 68, yes?
Yeah.
Moi died at what age? I don't, because Jonjo died at 101, yes?
Yes.
And that means by the time you're in your 20s, Jonjo was around maybe 50, 60?
Not 60s, 50s there.
50s, eh?
Yeah.
And this time he'd, they were there telling you now you're the youth. Of tomorrow. Okay, that makes sense. Because I think like in our minds, we always lie to ourselves that all these people are young and... It was just a bunch of young people running the country.
The word generation should not be used to people. This is what I'm saying, because this is where people get confused. Even if at my age now I tell my children that you are the new generation, in what? And I'm the one who gave birth to these people. Are we not together? So they have, if I'm a good father, then they follow what I'm telling them.
Yes.
So they also bring up their children the way I brought them. But this is a father in Kenya who tells you are tomorrow's leader, while he remains a leader throughout his life.
You're saying that Kenyans should not accept being called that?
No.
Yes.
When are you a leader of tomorrow after 18 years? When did Mboya become a leader? At what age? If people have to think of what you always call old generation. What is old generation? A leader is a leader. Even after 18 years, you can go. Not Osoro. Osoro is a young leader in Kisii. Sijui Baraza. Somebody was saying, Ruto has done good because of Osoro. And this is Baraza. Owino, Babu Owino. Why? These are old people. These are Kenyans who are to be on where they are. Yeah. And somebody saying Raila is old. I'm not saying that because, no. Raila is the source. Where people have to go and say, no, but it tells you that this is supposed to be. That is why we are defeated with the white people.
Mm.
The old brings the
new.
The present brings the future.
Yes.
And that is what we should. And somebody tells you, no. If we are taken to this way, why do they call us? Huh?
Yeah.
They call you for what? Why do you go to them? And why do you beg? And you claim that all what they have came from Africa. Why, and those things are still there. Why don't you make use of your own things?
Mm.
Yeah. I remember a white man asking me, but you are here, but why don't you drink that clean water of yours in Africa?
Mm.
Yeah. And I didn't know what he meant.
Mm.
Later on is when I was now, okay, this man is referring, and he's not, and if you're a stupid man, you say this man is a racist. What is racism and what is tribalism? These are things introduced to us to make you look like an animal farm. Where sungura anaenda kuchezea elephant anaua.
Yes.
Let us use our brains.
Yeah.
If I talk about somebody here, he's going to say, I heard you talking about me. Who do you think you are? And I come to Kenya the next day, you would not scare Umboyo amepotea. Because of bitterness. And instead of talking that we that is why I said, even if I talked about somebody,
yes,
I should not use that bitterness pains to come to me. It either kills me tomorrow and is going to confess one day that this is how. And maybe I remember when you people have to listen to what we are talking about. And that's why I like Kwerkenge, what he's telling Kenyans on other things.
Yes.
And somebody who killed so and so is in a car, and that person who he killed is besides him.
Yes, yes.
He changes that one.
Mm.
And then people don't realize, Africans don't realize this thing. It happens.
Yes.
Yeah. Mzungu ananiambia,
you
people believe in voodoo. Do you think we don't have voodoo? And then he insists and he's telling me that there's an educated voodoos.
Yes.
Yeah. Why don't we think and say, if ours are not educated, how do we educate it? How do we educate them?
Okay. And I think, as you said earlier, it's very good that right now a lot of you who experience these things are coming out and telling these stories.
Yes.
So let me remind people, like, even the first reason why we ever interviewed Watenge was to try and get his book published. He's trying to get his book published.
Yeah.
So watu wanaweza msupport, waendelee kumsupport, because we need this information out there.
Yeah.
It's going to help the next generation not make the same mistakes that they've made. So are you ever planning to write a book, or you just want to?
Why do I write a book? And what people, even if they, how many books have we read? Chino Achebe, Suji Nani Apo, even The River Between, what, all these books, does it help? And I'm not saying that people should stop assisting Kwetenge because books are never read.
Yeah.
No, they should support him. I will also come in.
Yes.
Give my assistance.
Yes.
And continue. But what I want us to remember in Africa as a whole, but some parts of Africa, no, they're not. There are people who are living there, but they're not Africans. If you look their country, you look at my face now with what is in my head. You might think this I'm copying who? My good friend Wajakoya.
Yes.
But have people seen the old king of Ethiopia called Menelik?
Yeah.
Didn't he have such?
Yeah, because even I wanted to ask you, like, why have you put that on your head?
Because
last time you didn't have it. Yes.
And give it to Kenya, right where I am now. Then compare it with Menelik, King Menelik. Do we look alike? So let me remind people,
yes,
Kenyans, that we are one thing.
Okay. So why do you have it on your head? Is it just because of the Menelik look? Why? Because something was telling me maybe there's an injury that, because I've seen, Lord, like, yes, I had an ex-soldier and he wears the same thing, but him is an ex-soldier from, he's a Kenyan who served in the Iraqi war for the for the British Army.
Yeah.
Ended up getting some head injuries. So I remember he had that on his head and I never asked him. But when my daughter, I have like my 8-year-old daughter, she came in and she asked him like, why do you put that on your head? And he was like, it's because I have some bad injuries that I have to cover up. So you, it's not injury, it's just a fashion sense.
You call it swag.
Oh, it's swag. Eh?
No, it is not swag. That is your love. You know, this is why we have to wake up. We have to wake up. And if you look at me right now and compare me with take the photo of Menelik.
Yes.
We look alike.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's an Ethiopian hairstyle, hair wrap.
That is what I wanted to come to about you yourself. They call you a Rasta.
Yes.
Why are you a Rasta? And why do you put that? It means that the spirit of those old days.
Huh? Yeah.
I knew. It's not that you, why? So we have to sit down. I tell you one thing. I don't want people to mistake me. And they take it as I'm saying it. Get a photograph of Mzee Jomo Kenyatta and Moi. And you look at them, two of them.
Yes.
Go to South Africa. Get a photograph of Mandela. And this opposition guy called Malema, who is talking for Africans.
Malema.
Malema.
Yes.
Put their photos, Mandela Jew and Malema Chini. Then come to Moi, we come to Kenyatta or Odinga. Kenyatta put their photos, all photos when they were, during those young days of when Atta Sayasa, when they were old. Get the Lejo guy, Lejo Maria guy, the late Ondeto.
Yes.
And Jesus Yatongoreni. Put their photos together. Now these photos, compare all those photos. And then you go out of Africa. And you get other groups, white people, Asians, and what have you. Who is more Chinese to these people photo I've told you than the others? Who resembles Chinese in these photos? You'll find. And how is that the Chinese? The Chinese faces are in us. And we call ourselves African. Why don't we call ourselves Chinese? And go to that place called South Africa, Tapata, Exosa, with X. And if you go to China, you find the same words as starting with big letters. Why don't we go into search as Africans and we find our history? And white man comes and look at us and give us what they are, and we claim that they are not telling us what we want. When are we going to get what we want by ourselves? So this is what I'm telling people, that whatever we are talking about right now should not be taken against me. And if there was mistake done during those days of 82 coup, why is it that Air Force personnel who took their matters to court and won the case have not been paid up to date? Who is sitting on their money and why for all those years? How do these people live?
Okay.
What about me?
Because someone had asked that also in the comments, but of course you explained it in the second part, but someone had asked, like, you got your settlement and yes, you never got paid. And I think that that's one of the things that we are supposed to change as a country, where, if there's a settlement, it should be paid out. But that normally never happens. It's a 50-50 thing where you might get paid, you might not get paid. I'd say even, 9 times out of 10, someone never gets paid. It's just the system. The system is really corrupt.
No, I don't agree with the system.
Mm.
Why was Moi called a dictator?
Mm.
And then we come together, then somebody tells me that, Kenya.
Mm.
The word Kenya build Kenya? Out of, without the Kenyans?
Yes.
Mm. And this is Kenya.
Mm.
If I leave you, this is Kenya. Does that help?
Mm. It doesn't help.
Today I'm with you, tomorrow I'm with the other person, the next day we are talking bad of you, and then you have never done anything bad, and then I come back. Where are we?
Mm. Okay. And then this also reminds me of something that you disputed in the second part, where you talked about how fast a plane comes from Nanyuki to Nairobi.
Nairobi.
I just wanted to ask you, could you, as part of Air Force, can everyone on Air Force fly a plane? What happens for you?
Okay. No. Okay. That is why I hear, there are so many comments. There are so many people who have been interviewed, like now I'm being interviewed.
Yes.
But sometimes I disagree with some people who knows about that.
Yeah.
But it doesn't mean that I don't like him. But I think we can see that. But he sticks to what he says. That's why I'm saying, if I'm wrong somewhere, or if I don't say, you correct me and we agree. Disagree to agree.
Okay.
And we build ourselves up.
If
a plane can take over, not all people working, people in the Air Force can fly a plane.
Yeah.
And a technician who repairs a plane can start a plane, and the engine can go on, but he is not allowed to
fly it.
Yeah. And he knows everything more than a pilot. The pilot, you see. Yeah? So if we don't go back and say that, okay, this thing was mangled and we want to repair it, how do we go about it? But you find somebody sitting on you telling, if you talk about that thing, I'm now so and so and that. Where? And we want to be like Europeans, who are very, 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 very peaceful people. I live here, I go to Sweden, I get a Swedish friend, I want to take me to Latvia, Kenya. And you have to have your ID to identify. Yes. Yeah. You don't just walk to those places with, and even if there's the European Union, it doesn't mean that you walk into a country without having any identification. And you cannot explain, tell people that you come to my country. It is a visa-free country if you don't know people. You have that, you don't have even that technology. Yeah. If somebody comes and switch off the lights and you have a blackout in Kenya and he runs away.
Yes.
How fast or how will you be following this person? The things are bad, like now your generator is switching off each and every day. How would we know? Somebody might have gone in there. I'm not
I know, I understand what you mean.
Why don't we be free to one another? I come to Kenya tomorrow, you hear that, he's been arrested, why? And I'm not talking my opinion, I'm talking what is there, what is my opinion, if I don't tell people what is my opinion.
Okay. So this part of the interview, I just wanted us to clear up a few things that I felt we needed to clear up about not only Watenge but the Jonjo Commission, and maybe your memory three things. But I'm going to try and see, after you have gone through the comments and seen a few people who served in the Air Force, so I'm going to also try and see if I could talk to them and still get their views on the same thing. But what we can say is we are thankful. We are thankful because of the suffering that you went through and a lot of people went through is the only reason why such a show can exist. Because remember, people used to ask Moi to just give us enough space to have a different opinion and be able to express ourselves. So this is freedom of expression. And this came through blood, which is very wrong, but that's the reality of it. And all we can say is thank you. I know you hate saying the generation thing, but thank you to, I don't know if I should say to your generation or what, but you're the people who gave us this freedom to be able to talk. So we have to be thankful.
You are thankful, but it was not a freedom.
Yes.
If you have heard of kingdom.
Yes.
We still behave like that. And if I say that, it's like now the person who hears me don't understand what is there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. See, if Okamara ile anasema punda imechoka. Do all Kenyans have punda and they know how punda inachoka? No. It means something. And if I say that a rabbit is a clever animal which can confuse all big animals and it ends up eating an elephant. It ends up killing a leopard. Yeah. So this is the geographic or what?
National Geographic.
You see, white people have brought that
right
in our door.
But
I don't know how a cat behaves, and I have a cat. When I meet a cat at my door, I kick it. Pakai. So, when are we going to change?